trail, hell hound on my trail. It's the day of Christmas Eve, it's the day of Christmas Eve, and tomorrow is Christmas Eve. It's the day of Christmas Eve, and tomorrow is Christmas Eve. Oh, wouldn't we have a time, baby? Oh, I wouldn't need my little sweet ride, I just to pass the time away. Oh, oh. You think I'm hot for trotting around my door, all around my door. You think I'm hot for trotting around your daddy's door. It keeps me with a rambling mind right on every old place I go, every old place I go. I can tell the men you're driving, they're swimming on the sea. Mm-hmm. All I need, my little sweet woman, and to keep my company. Mm-hmm. My company.
Welcome to the Ripped Out Blues Show here on 101.5 UMFM. I'm your host, Stephen Robertson, with the Most Blues Show for the hour, broadcasting live from the University of Manitoba. Now, within line of recent events, I believe it's important to say that the Ripped Out Blues Show and myself do stand with the protesters and the movement of Black Lives Matter. And so for today, we'll be playing all artists of color. And those artists will be Robert Johnson, as you heard there, with Hellhound on My Trail, and Me and the Devil. Blind Lemon Jefferson, Scrapper Blackwell, Sun House, B.B. King, Muddy Waters, and Albert King. Next Sunday, we'll be doing the same thing of artists of all color. And we will be doing a special show regarding Robert Johnson and his upcoming, as well as many others, to keep on caring and doing what I feel is my part in showing my support. And so with that, I would like to start off the rest of the show. Next up, we will have Scrapper Blackwell taken away with Nobody Knows When You're Down and Out. A memorable tune covered by many upon many blues artists of different color. But I find that Scrapper Blackwell's version is very more dear to the heart and more emotionally capturing with his essence and his take on it. And so, ladies and gentlemen, enjoy.
I lived the life of a millionaire, spending my money now, did not care. Count my friends out for a good time, buying bootleg liquor, champagne and wine. Lord, but I got busted and I feel so low. Didn't have no money and no where to go. This is the truth, Lord, without a doubt. Nobody wants you when you're down. I mean, nobody wants you when you're down. Lord, the other day I asked a man for my ring. He told me, boy, the money he had spent. But I tried my best to try one or two. Asked everything that I could do. Lord, nobody let me have one lousy dime. And I kept worrying now all the time. But I'm gonna tell you this is true. Lord, without a doubt, nobody wants you when you're down. Nobody wants you when you're down. If I could get my hands on a dollar again, I would hold it till that eagle grin. I would try him just for one little hour. Nobody knows me when I'm down and out. Lord, I'd try for another day to make my troubles in my own. But I'm gonna tell you the truth, Lord, without a doubt, Nobody knows me when you're down. I mean, nobody knows me when you're down.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Write That Blues Show here on 101.5 UMFM. That there was just Scrapper Blackwell with Nobody Knows When You're Down Out. A tune that would be covered by many artists, such as Eric Clapton and John Lennon. But to keep on with the tradition of today's show and its special meaning, we will continue playing Artists of Color to show our support for the Black Lives Matter movement. And so we will now go and turn over to Blind Lemon Jefferson and Son House with Death Letter Blues by Son and Jefferson with Snake Bite Moan. I hope you folks are enjoying the show, and please, if you can find any way to show your support for the movement, please do. I believe it's all important that we all share and put our own time into showing that Black lives do matter.
I ain't got no mama now. She told me late last night, you don't need no mama no how. Black snake crawling in my room. Black snake crawling in my room. And some pretty mama had better come in, get this black snake soon. Oh, that must been a bad bug. You know a chain can't bite that hard. Oh, that must been a bad bug. You know a chain can't bite that hard. Asked my baby for 50 cents. She said, lemon ain't a child in the yard. Mama, that's all right. Mama, that's all right for you. Mama, that's all right. Mama, that's all right for you. Say, baby, that's all right. Hold it your way, you do. What's the matter now? Honey, what's the matter now? Tell me what's the matter, baby. I don't like no black dick, no how. Well, wonder why the black they go. Lord, that black pig, mama, don't run my darling home.
I got a letter this morning, I do. You rang it red. Honey, girl, your love is dead. I got a letter this morning. My heart is ringing red. You know, sir, hurry, hurry. I call it, girl, your love is dead. Oh, I grabbed up my suitcase, took her down the road. When I got there, she's laying on a cooling board. I grabbed up my suitcase. I said, I took her down the road. I said, but when I got there, she's laying on a cooling board. Well, I walked up right close, looked down in her face. Said, good old gal, gonna be here the judgment day. I walked up right close, I said, I looked down in her face. Said the good old girl, gonna lay in a judgment day. The back of the 10,000 people standing round the burial ground. I didn't know I loved her. Tell her, let her down. Looked like 10,000 was standing round the burial ground. You know I didn't love her. Tell her again, let her down. Well, I fooled up, Mom. I slowly walked away. I say, farewell, honey. I'll see you judgment day. Yeah. Oh, yes, I walked away. I say, farewell, farewell. I'll see you judgment day. You know, I didn't feel so bad till the good old sun went down. I didn't have a soul to throw my arms around. I didn't feel so bad until the good old sun went down. You know it's so hard to love someone don't love you. Ain't satisfaction, don't you? What you do, yeah, it's so hard to love someone don't love you. You don't look like it ain't satisfaction, don't care what you do. Well, I got up this morning to break a day, just hugging the pillows she used to lay. I said, soon this morning. Yes, it's a break of the day. You know I'd hug in the pillow. Oh, for my good gal used to live. I got up this morning feeling round for my shoe. You know I must have the walking blues. Soon this morning I'm feeling round for my shoe. Yeah, I don't know about that. I must have the walking blues. Oh, hush! Thought I heard her call my name. It wasn't so loud, so nice and plain. Yeah.
Hello and welcome back to the Ripped Out Blues Show here on 101.5 UMFM. I am your host, Stephen Robertson, with the Most Blues Show, broadcasting live from the University of Manitoba. Now, if you just joined us, thank you very much, as this show and the shows following this one, Ripped Out Blues Shows, that is, will all be showing support for the Black Lives Matter movement, as it is a very important movement, not just because of the fact that it is one that needs to be done, but the fact that it is one that I feel is so important, for the fact that without many upon many black artists, we would not have the music that we have today. But with that comes the horrible racism and systemic racism that people of color had faced, not just recently, but in times when these artists were around as well. And most of those days were some of the worst that they'd ever seen. But now we still face a lot of racism and systemic racism across the world. And so, I hope that with this movement we will end as much of it as possible. And so, once again, myself, the Ripped Out Blues Show, stand for the protesters and for the movement. And with that, we're going to start playing two artists, which were the staple upon many artists that exist today. One of them being Big Dave McLean's biggest one, being Muddy Waters. And then following Muddy Waters will be B.B. King. These artists were revolutionary. These artists had their own sound, unique music, and takes of the blues that would be carried forth throughout music for history. Many of those songs would be carried forth into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. B.B. King, being one of the biggest gospel blues singers of all time, left a legacy of power, emotion, and music. Muddy Waters did the exact same thing, but added that good old rocking twist with such tracks as Manish Boy and the one that we'll be playing today, Champagne and Reefer. And for our B.B. King track, we will play How Blue Can You Get, one of my favorite tunes and one of my favorite ones to cover, as it shows how much soul and power B.B. King had as an artist and as a person. So ladies and gentlemen, please sit back, relax. We're going to be going down memory lane here for the next 10 minutes. Thank you very much for stopping in and listening to this show, as we have many upon many other blues artists to come up in the show. Ladies and gentlemen, B.B. King and Muddy Waters. Thank you.
I say I've been downhearted, baby, ever since the day we met. You know, awful love is nothing but the blues. Baby, how blue can you get? You're evil when I'm with you, baby, and you are jealous when we're apart. I say you're evil. You're so evil when I'm with you, baby, and you are jealous when we're apart. How blue can you get, baby? I bought you a $10 dinner, and you said thanks for the snack. I let you live in my penthouse. You said it was just a shack. I gave you 7 children, and now you wanna give them back. Yes, I've been done.
Don't you know? lay my head down in my baby's breath.
Welcome back to the Riptap Blues Show here on 11.5 UMFM. I am your host with the most blues show, Stephen Robertson, broadcasting live from the University of Manitoba, as usual. Right there before, we had B.B. King with How Blue Can You Get? Sorry, couldn't help myself there. I love that track so much. And then we had Champagne and Reefer by Muddy Waters following after. And now, time for a live track. Ooh, we're going all special here. Now, this was recorded on September 23rd, 1970, at the Fillmore East. Now, if that rings a bell, then you probably know who I'm about to say. The late, great Albert King. Yes. My biggest influence and one of the artists that I play a lot here on this show. But why this specific live one? Well, this one is blues power. In the beginning, you will hear Albert King connect to the audience, not with just the music, but on a soulful level, talking to them and talking to them about the blues, giving them examples of the blues. This is what I find amazing about Albert King and many of the other blues artists that have existed and still exist today, is that connection to not just the music with the audience, but to the soulful meaning with the blues and how everybody feels the blues at some point or another. So ladies and gentlemen, sit back. The next 9 minutes are going to be full of guitar in your ears. Ladies and gentlemen, Blues Power by Albert King.
Thank you. And from one day to another, everybody has the blues. Can you dig it?
Yeah.
Now you take the little baby that's laying in the cradle, kicking and hollering and going on and tearing up the little baby bed, can't get that milk bottle fast enough, it's got the blues. Yeah. Do you hear me?
Yeah.
Now you take this girl that's got this main squeeze. That's a boyfriend, you know. And he just bought a brand new GTO. You know she wanna be with him every time he cranks it up. If he ain't going nowhere but around the corner to the soda fountain, she wanna be right with him and show it off. This is why all the guys and gals be, you know. And this particular night, she get ready to go out. The mother said, "Whoa, wait a minute. You can't make it tonight, daughter. You were just out last night. That too many nights in a row." And she'll go in the room and fasten the door. And won't eat, won't talk to nobody. What's wrong with her? I can't hear you. What's wrong with her? She sure enough got the blues. Some people call them the reds, the pinks. But when you get through, it's the old-fashioned country blues. That's all it is. I ain't seen my main squeeze in 10 long weeks today. You know I got him.
I think we might be going on.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the Ripped Out Blues Show here on 101.5 UMFM. I am your host, Stephen Robertson, with the most blues show. Right there before, we had Albert King with his live performance of Blues Power from the Fillmore East for September 23rd, 1970. It's a memorable live performance. And if you've not listened to the full performance, you can listen to the album, which is called Livewire. It is a live album of the Fillmore East recording and performance. It's about 40, 45 minutes of blues. A couple tracks in there. Blues Power taking up about 10 minutes on that album. It's worth your listen. It is very much worth your listen. I have it. I've listened to it dozens of times. I need to listen to it more. Anyway, today's show is a special one to show my and this show's support to the Black Lives Matter protesters and movement. To show that, you know, and dedication of George Floyd and those who have been victims of racism and systemic racism across the world. And so, if you're able to show your support in any way, please do. It's very important, not just because it is a movement that needs to happen, but because it's the movement that is needed to happen. And we've needed this for a long time, and it's about time that we do something about systemic racism and racism against Black people across the world. And with that, I'm going to bring up an artist here. It's a short track, and you're probably thinking, why would I bring up this guy? Well, I was sitting here, I was thinking, well, I've never really played any Ray Charles. Now, you're probably thinking as well, Ray Charles is more of a jazz rhythm and blues guy. But, keyword there, blues. So I was looking through his discography here online, and I found a track that everybody is going to know because of the fact it's a staple tune with Ray Charles. So, people, it's the two-minute dance time. Get up and dance, or just start jiving in your chair because we're about to hit the road with Jack. It's Hit the Road, Jack by Ray Charles here on 101.5 UMFM. Enjoy, folks.
I guess if you say so, I'll have to pack my things and go.
That's right, hit the road, Jack. And don't you come back no more, no more, no more, no more. Hit the road, Jack. And don't you come back no more.
What you say?
Hit the road, Jack. And don't you come back no more, no more, no more, no more. Hit the road, Jack. And don't you come back no more.
Now, baby, listen, baby, don't you treat me this away, cause I'll be back on my feet someday.
Don't care if you do, cause it's understood. You ain't got no money, you just ain't no good.
Well, I guess if you say so, I'll have to pack my things and go.
That's right, hit the road, Jack. And don't you come back no more, no more, no more, no more. Hit the road, Jack. And don't you come back no more.
What you say?
Hit the road.
Said,
don't you come back no more.
I didn't understand
you. Don't you come back no more.
You can't mean that.
And don't you come back
oh,
no more.
Oh, now, baby, please.
Don't you come back no more.
What you trying to do to
don't
me?
Hello and welcome to the Ripped Out Blues Show here on 101.5 UMFM. I am your host with the most blues show, Stephen Robertson, broadcasting live from the University of Manitoba as usual. Oh, that coffee worked well. Right there before, we had Hit the Road, Jack by Ray Charles. If you've not seen the movie Ray, I really do suggest you do, as well as watching the movie A Green Book. The Green Book is an amazing movie, and it talks about the perspective of a black musician and his white bodyguard going through the states, the southern states, and, you know, encountering all the sorts of systemic racism and racism in general that they faced, and how it changes when they get back up north. And so if you have not watched The Green Book, you should. I really, really hope you do, because it is an amazing movie based on a true story, and there's a lot of stuff that we could learn in that movie, as well as many other movies that you can look online that we can learn from. And so with that, I want to end with a track here by William Brown, or also known as Willie Brown. Now, to talk a bit more about the history of blues and the people behind it, Robert Johnson both knew Son House and Willie Brown when they were young. And for anybody who is a big blues enthusiast who loves blues history, I do suggest you go ahead and get yourself a copy of Up Jumped the Devil. It is an amazing book talking about Robert Johnson and his family and his childhood. They spent 50 years researching him, talking to people like Son House, Willie Brown, and all these others, and family, and found photos of Willie Brown and Son House from when they were in their teens and early 20s. But at the time, that Robert Johnson was actually a pretty prolific harmonica player and guitarist, Son House and Willie Brown knew him. And so, when Robert Johnson was writing Crossroads, at the very end of the song, you will hear him mentioning Willie Brown. You can run, tell my friend Willie Brown. Referencing there and referencing Rosedale, a place that he used to go and play at the juke joints, and many more. And in that song as well, referencing his wife. Or, unfortunately, late wife, I should say. But with that, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to play here Ragged and Dirty by the late, great Willie Brown himself, and William Brown, I should say, as well. Thank you very much for listening to today's show. Next show, we will be returning with our supportive shows towards the Black Lives Matter movement, with doing more black artists on the next show. So thank you very much for tuning in. I really hope you enjoyed it. If you have any requests for next show, please email me at rippedhatmusic@shaw.ca. I would love to hear your requests. If you have any questions or any way that anybody can go and support the movement, any Instagram pages, Facebook pages, please let me know. I would love to shout them out to get those pages and ways of showing people support in general across to one another. And so, thank you very much, everybody. I really hope you've enjoyed your hour. We got a lot more music coming up from all the different and amazing radio show hosts here at UMFM coming up. So, if you have a really big, wide genre of music, then if I remember correctly, Tell the Band to Go Home should be coming up after this. So, thank you very much, everybody. I really hope they've been doing well with the pandemic. And I'll see you all next time. Thank you and goodbye.
Clean up, sweet mama, can I stay all night with you? back and couldn't see through my blind. Went to my window and couldn't see through my blind. Heard my bed swing the pub and I thought I'd heard my baby crying. Down in your door. I can't come in, baby, let me bend down in your door. Thought I would leave so soon that your man won't never know. How can I live here, baby, Lord, and feel at ease? How can I live here, baby, Lord, and feel at ease? Cause that woman that I got, man, she do just what she please. I can't help myself do that. I swear I don't mind.